Mem, the end of Sif Aleph, discussed about not hanging tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah brings at the end the minig that if tefillin fall onto the ground, if there were just the tefillin with the outside of the boxes, then there's a minig to fast. Same thing with Sefer Torah that falls, even though it's in the covering. If it falls on the floor, there's a minig to fast. There's one difference between the two. By tefillin, the minig to fast is only on the one who fell from, whereas a Sefer Torah, it's a siman ra for the whole tzibur, and therefore the entire tzibur should fast. Mishnah Berurah brings by the Elyon Rabbi that says that a few tefillin that were in the box, still he still should give some stocker, because still it's something bizarre in a tefillin that happened as a result of his negligence. Poskim say that even if the Sefer Torah was posel, or the tefillin were psulim, there's also one should fast if they fell on the floor. In the case of the tefillin, it's a little bit more room to be lenient to be poseh the fast by giving tzedakah. Siv beis, by sheyesh by tefillin, oz l'shamash by mitos at sheyotzin, oynichim kli, tor kli, u'shein ha'sheinim yuchad lehem, shemim yuchad, fil mechashu v'kechad. One is prohibited to have marital relations in a room that has tefillin. Mishnah Berurah says, for that matter, any sifrei kedusha, chumoshim, sidurim, and others for him, even if they're printed, they have to be in a kli b'toch kli. Doesn't necessarily mean they have to be in kelim; they could be in two tight in a double covering. If it's in one bag and on top of the bag you put a covering, it definitely works. If it's on a table or on a bed and you put a double cover on it, Mishnah Berurah in one place has a suffix, but later on seems to be that he holds it's also acceptable as long as it's covered up completely from the top and you don't see it from the sides. As it says, one of the kelim has to be something that's not miyuchad specifically for the tefillin. If they're both miyuchad for the tefillin, doesn't help. But if one of the two is not miyuchad for the tefillin and the other one is miyuchad for the tefillin, that's good enough. Same thing by a mezuzah. If it's a mezuzah in a room that a person is meshamish mitosa, if it's inside the door. So over here also, you have to have a double covering. Chayozim, which the Mishnah Berurah brings, says that if you put on an extra one, the chadchil of a davke, for this purpose, that's good enough. So if you wrap the tefillin in some covering, and then you put it in the tefillin container, that's considered double covering. Says the Ramah, im shneim einam yuchadim lehem, o yipnimei einam yuchad lehem, v'achisam yuchad lehem, mutter. Like we said before, as long as one of the two kelim that the tefillin or the svarim are in is not miyuchad for that dolosh biktusha, it can be mitzdav to a second one, which is miyuchad. The binding of a safe is not considered covering at all. Simen mem siv gimel, afilu laniach b'kli, teich kli, also, niach tachas margaloisav. Even if he's putting into two kelim and he's sleeping on the bed, he shouldn't put him in there underneath his feet. Chenotzav niach tachas margaloisav kineged voishe. He also not put them underneath his head, which is also considered a bizoyin. And this is even if it's in a double kli, and even if his wife is not with him. Avshelo kineged voishe. If it's not opposite his head, and it's not underneath a pillow. And if he's not with his wife, it's mutter. And if he's with his wife, then you need a kli b'toch kli, like we learned before. He puts it in underneath the pillow, not on the side where his head is, to the side of the pillow. And that's also acceptable.